Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the power of consistency and how consistency is going to help you crush it. There are so many of you that don't realize that success is a byproduct of consistency and hard work as well as talent. It's no one thing. It is all of them. This is something that athletes and musicians know just as well as people in the business world. Consistency is its own superpower, and if you are showing up and you are constantly putting in the work and the effort, you won't see overnight success, but there is no such thing as overnight success. The people that you admire the most have usually been doing the thing that they're good at for 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years to be able to have the results that they have. So if you're quitting after 2 or 3 weeks or months or, oh, I've done this 10 times, you can't really expect to win. But we're going to talk about that more in depth as we go on. But first, I want to talk about someone who's being consistent, and that leads us to today's creator of the day. The awesome creator of today is Carlos Vega. Carlos is a small tech YouTuber, and I really like his content. He has about maybe 1,000 subscribers, but he's got some videos that have even up to 20,000 views, and he's reviewing budget tech, and he does it in a great way. It's very authentic. It's still very well polished from being a very small YouTuber, and I think that he's well on his way. So if you're someone who likes tech as much as I do, and you want to learn about camera equipment or new phone technology and accessories, things like that, then check out Carlos Vega's YouTube channel. I'm going to link it down in the description below. I'm also going to link his Twitter. And Carlos, congratulations on being the awesome creator of the day here on the podcast. Really dig what you're doing, man. So let's get into today's show, consistency. One of the things many of you know about me is that I've done over 1,000 videos on YouTube, and I participate actively and consistently in other social media platforms, and that has been tremendous for me. That's where I've seen the most success, is the things that I've been consistent at. One of my things that I'm least proud of is the fact that I haven't been as consistent about this podcast as I would like to be, despite the fact that many of you enjoy it. The podcast gets hundreds of downloads each and every week per episode, and you guys are just tremendous. You guys have done a fantastic job giving me reviews in iTunes and comments in SoundCloud and just spreading the love in Twitter. And I super appreciate you guys. And I'm making an effort to be more consistent at this podcast because I know that if doing 16, 17 episodes has resulted in this kind of feedback and the growing of this community and has helped so many of you, because I've gotten the emails and I've gotten the tweets. Thank you so much for that, saying how much you love the podcast. I know that if I do 100 of these, or if I can get consistent to the point of putting this podcast out 2 or 3 times a week, I know that what it does for this community, I know that what it does for my brand, I know what it does for my business is going to be prolific, in the same way that I know doing live streams on a regular basis has grown my client base. Doing those every week has been huge for me on the consulting side and the coaching side. Doing more public speaking events, even the times where I've flown out and spoken at events at cost or for free, I know that that has helped my talent grow in being more consistent. I know that it's also helped me get more attention. It's helped me refine my technique as a public speaker. Consistency is the key. I cannot stress that enough. You know this if you watch professional athletes. You know this if you watch musicians. You know this if you watch people in the business world. I think everyone is looking to go viral. I think everyone is looking for overnight success. I think that people are not willing to do something 100 times, 1,000 times to be successful. And as someone who grew up an old school video gamer, I don't understand that mentality. I don't understand the mentality of being afraid to lose or take a loss or to grab the learning curve, because that's how you win. I didn't beat Bowser by giving up after losing 3 times. That's what getting all the green mushrooms and using the hack for infinite lives is for, okay? It's so that I can fail as much as possible to get the data points and understand what it's gonna take to beat the boss and to win, and win like a boss. So if you're failing at consistency, you're cheating yourself out of power. You're cheating yourself out of wins. Anyone who's ever tried to do a diet or a workout regime knows that quitting halfway through, not being consistent, not doing this for 100 days, they know that that doesn't produce the results you want. The results that you want are going to come at executions. People say mastery takes 10,000 hours. I disagree with that. I know where the science is coming from, but because of growth hacking and because of personal development and because of also looking at how technology can accelerate these things, it doesn't necessarily take 10,000 hours. That's just due to people not compressing the time that takes to do something or learn something or accomplish something and not looking for the overlap in skills that they already have. That's where the 10,000 hours comes in. I would make the argument that if you use 5 to 10,000 hours of a base skill or competency that you already have, that adapting a new skill won't take another 10,000 hours. It will take a certain amount of executions. And I've seen that and experienced that as someone who's went from one software suite to another. I've applied the learning and the skills and got there in a fraction of the time. Anyone who's a visual artist knows this, that, hey, if I was good with drawing with pencils, that, hey, I have a really great foundation for using chalk or using paints, or using charcoal, etc. Oh, I understand visual lighting, and I understand depth and color theory as a photographer. Applying those skills makes you learn graphic design faster or better, etc., etc., etc. So understand that, yes, there is a learning curve. Understand that consistency is important, but also don't get overwhelmed by the work and by the prospect of the work, because as I've said, the results that you want will be a byproduct of the process, a byproduct of your consistency and persistence, a byproduct of your hard work. Hard work doesn't guarantee success, but a lack of it does guarantee failure. And I would say that that's probably true with regard to consistency as well. And so I would challenge you and I would encourage you to take a hard look at the next 365 days and figure out how you can be consistent. The reason I tell you guys create something awesome today is because it's a mandate for success and it is the foundation of good habits. It is a life-changing and career-changing philosophy if you embrace it. Because by creating something awesome, creating something of relevance and value each and every single day, you have a mandate to produce 365 results a year. That is a mandate for good consistency. It is a mandate for being able to check a box and saying, hey, I accomplished something, and feeling the momentum and the sense of achievement that comes with that, which is going to motivate you to keep going. Because I know that the reason some of you are not consistent at what you're doing is because you feel demotivated. Oh, I don't know how to grow my following in Twitter or Instagram, so I feel demotivated. If I only had 100 followers, I would be encouraged to do it more. That's crap. That's an excuse. I'm going to beat you up on this. That is an excuse, because what would make you successful there and what would get you to that 100 is, regardless of what the result is, if you showed up every day and tried to do better than you did the last day, guess what happens? People will notice, people will pay attention, and you will have a real skill. And because you did it, whether people show up or not, you'll be doing it because you're excited and you're looking forward to it. If you're not attaching the emotional value to the end result and you're attaching the emotional value to enjoying and loving and embracing the process, I mean, I shoot photography almost every single day and I don't even share all of it with you guys. And do you know why I do that? It's because I actually love learning how to shoot better photos. I love the process. I love tinkering with my camera. I love, and I feel so much satisfaction from hearing the click of a shutter. I kid you not. Do you realize that I don't share anything from my sketchbook with you guys? You guys are not clapping it up for me in Instagram. I'm not posting to Behance on that stuff. I'm doing that and I'm keeping it selfishly for myself because I enjoy drawing and I don't need likes and thumbs and shares to validate that I enjoy drawing. You're looking for validation and you're looking for motivation in the wrong place. Consistency will come from doing a thing and you will do it because you like it. I'm not sitting here taking shirtless selfies of my guns and my abs in terms of building up my upper body so I can carry around all this heavy camera gear because I got a new camera. I got the GH5. The thing's a monster. I have to go to the gym just to carry that camera. I'm kidding. It's lighter than that. But still, my point remains that I'm doing those things that gratify me, and I'm motivated to do these things because I'm loving the results. I'm loving the feeling of doing it. I'm loving looking at progress. I don't need acknowledgement for that, and you need to look at that, and that will motivate you. You have so many things that you're doing that you have to do every day that no one's going to clap for anyway, and you do it anyway, probably because you enjoy it and because it's necessary. So I would encourage you to look at the process of what you're doing as necessary for personal development, growth, and achievement, and focus on that and make your momentum checking the box of, did I create something awesome today? Instead of, did I get any views? Did I get any likes? Did I get any shares? You're putting your emotional energy into the wrong thing. That's what's demotivating you, and it's a vicious cycle because it's hindering your ability to be consistent because you're basing your mandate for consistency off of did I get what I want out of it, and you're looking for the wrong thing. And it sounds pretentious for me to say that you're wrong or that you're doing the wrong thing or that you have the wrong mindset, but think about it. If you're not happy, am I wrong about you being wrong if what you're doing isn't making you happy? Think about that. I think it's a valid criticism. And if you disagree, leave me a comment. You know, if you're in SoundCloud and you're listening and you disagree, that's where you can comment. You disagree, you can tweet at me at Roberto Blake. But I think that if you found that you were doing something that makes you happy, then you're going to keep doing that thing that makes you happy. You're going to want that gratification. So if you stop putting the emotional investment in what's going to make me happy is views and acknowledgement, and what makes you happy is producing the thing. If you make the result that you want, the fact that you accomplished producing a thing, that you took a thought and you made it a thing, that's where you're going to win. That's where you're going to win. I get more gratification out of making a video than seeing 250,000 views on a video that I've already made. It's great. It's satisfying as a data point. It's great revenue. But guess what? I will get more satisfaction having made a video tomorrow that I wanted to make than the results that I get on a video that's already in the can. I will get more from that. I will get more gratification about going to a new speaking engagement, going on stage and talking to those people and seeing their faces light up and shaking their hands and knowing that I helped them. I'll get more gratification from checking that box than getting 1,000,000 views on a speaking engagement that I previously did and that going viral. And again, that is me personally because I put the emotional investment in doing a thing than what the thing that I did brought me. The actual doing of the thing, the actual checking of the box of an accomplishment means more to me to acceptance and acknowledgement. And that's me personally because I do not want my happiness and I do not want my success to be predicated on or reliant on other people's approval. You are the only person who should be empowered to dictate your happiness. And if you put your consistency and your actions and your habits behind you doing a thing and acknowledging that for yourself and respecting your own process and your own work and your own results instead of who applauded for you. I loved, when I was a kid, what I loved was not getting A's. I didn't love getting A's. What I loved was learning a new thing. What I loved was reading a book and enjoying it. And if I got a B or a C on the report because the teacher didn't like what I did, oh well, that was annoying. That was disappointing. But I didn't feel like it was a loss or regret that I learned that new skill or that new knowledge or that I read that book. I loved the process of learning and the knowledge is mine forever. I think I failed chemistry, but I will always remember that water is less dense in its solid form as an ice cube than its liquid form, and that's why ice floats in water, and it's the one substance that we know of in the universe that is like that. And if I immute that one law of reality, all intelligent life on Earth ends tomorrow, instantaneously. I retained that knowledge. I retained that information from chemistry class, and I still failed the class. So that means more to me philosophically and on a human level that I have that knowledge than getting an A in chemistry. By the way, I failed chemistry class, and yet I still got an A and was the second highest score on the final exam because I actually understood and absorbed the stuff. I just really hated the class. So I use that as a story and an anecdote, as a point of the knowledge to have that and the experience is more meaningful to me. The knowledge that I got in high school was more valuable to me than the actual grades and acknowledgement that I got for it. And all I got a lot of friends and I got a lot of contemporaries that got great grades in high school and college and went to really good schools, and yet it did not result in the happiness and the outcome and the salaries that they wanted in life. And yet, not doing those things and going a conventional path, I got more happiness and more self-awareness and more success, both in reality and on the surface level stuff that people love to do to pay the comparison game, which you shouldn't do. I still won there, and it's because I did not let the narrative of society, I did not let the grading metrics and the optics of society be what dictated my happiness. I let my happiness be based in the things that were real to me as an individual, and I put myself in control of that. That's actually what changed my life, was when I stopped needing other people's validation, and I didn't need approval and permission to be consistent and to do the things that I loved. And I didn't need the thing that they gave me or produced on the back end as a byproduct, what I needed was to actually do the thing, because it's the thing that made me happy. It's the thing that gave me the skills and the chops and the learning. If I based on the idea of I won't make YouTube videos because no one's watching, I wouldn't have done my first 100 videos, which would have not led to my first 1,000 videos, which would not have led to a career in public speaking, would not have led to my consultancy growing, would not have led to me growing a strong personal brand and a six-figure business. All of that would have been something I never did if I got discouraged 100 executions in. 100 executions in, stopping would have been a death sentence for all the success that I have today on the back end of that. So if you are looking at what you're doing and you're quitting after 2 months, 3 months, and you don't realize that the success that you really want is probably 10 years in, that is why. And that's why consistency and staying the course and not changing the goal, but maybe changing your execution is what's going to do it for you, and using data points and not just thinking that because you didn't get what you felt you wanted in terms of acknowledgement and applause and people clapping for you, that that's the reason to stop. If you enjoy doing a thing, do the thing. Do the things you love. Create the things that matter to you. Create awesome things. Share them with the world. And eventually, the people who are crazy, stupid, excited about the thing you're crazy, stupid, excited about, maybe they catch on. Or maybe you figure out how to leverage that. Or maybe it gets you something else. Or maybe you discover something about yourself that leads you to the execution of the thing that you really do love. I was watching the Ask Gary Vee show. I was watching this kid, Lincoln, and his father. You guys probably know them from What's Inside, a popular viral YouTube channel where they cut things in half. And it started with just doing a science fair project and doing something you thought was cool and doing something that you love. That turned into something. And again, at first, people weren't paying that much attention. It was like it wasn't an overnight success. And they've done plenty of executions. And that wasn't the first time that they had done something on YouTube. And the father, he'd done stuff in marketing. And now he gets to work with his son. And this is a full-time gig for them. But it wasn't always that way. And he had other things he had tried before that flopped. If he had let the data points of those failures mean something more emotionally, instead of just using them as a thesis for what doesn't work to find a path to what did work, well, they wouldn't have had that success. They wouldn't have the millions of subscribers, the millions by millions of views, and they wouldn't have made all of the money and the connections that they made and made so many people be entertained and fascinated by what they were doing. So I really dig that, and I think that that's cool, and that's a story that I think we can learn from. If Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian, had took the rejection of the publishers to heart, he would have never published his book as a self-published author and then got a book deal later. He would have never signed the rights to The Martian to Miramax, and Matt Damon would have never made that film, and it wouldn't have gotten so much critical acclaim and all the success and all the things if he had let the 2 years of doing the research and the year of writing the book go down the drain because he got rejected. If he had let that rejection and that quote-unquote failure, I mean, I think it was like something like 26 publishers laughed him out of their office and told him no one would read his book. Bestseller, a acclaimed film, and wildly successful. I mean, it's tremendous. And it's because he didn't let a little thing like failure get in the way and decide, gee, I'm not going to execute anymore. I'm not going to be consistent at this. I'm not going to be persistent and keep working. If you really want to crush it, you're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to show up and lose and lose and lose until you learn to win. You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to put in the work and know that nobody's going to clap for you, that no one's going to buy the thing, that no one's going to acknowledge it, that no one's going to share it, that no one's going to do the thumbs up. Maybe for the first year, maybe for the first 2 years, maybe for the first 3 years. Most businesses aren't profitable the first 2 or 3 years. All the online overnight successes and million-dollar product launches are trying to convince you otherwise, but that's the stark reality. And that's why I want to do this podcast and I want to talk to you guys about this stuff. I want you to understand that the success you want is going to be a byproduct of staying the course and being consistent and doing your hard work. Lindsey Stirling is a phenomenon today, and is beloved by all because she didn't let losing on America's Got Talent, being ripped apart by Piers Morgan. He was a real prick about it too. She didn't let the fact that he told her that no, she is to either dance or play the violin. No one's going to, she's not going to sell out a concert doing both. And she sold out Madison Square Garden. So, you know, like, stick it to you, Pierce. You know, you lost on that. You lost. You bet against Lindsay and you lost. I love rubbing that in his face. But that's because I'm not a nice person sometimes. But I love Lindsay. So the point that I'm making here is that whatever you do, understand that if you want it to bear fruit, you're going to have to be consistent at it. You're going to have to be patient, and you're going to have to respect the process and the learning curve of going from mediocre to good to great to phenomenal if you want to be a unicorn, if you want to be wildly successful. It's going to come on the back end of a lot of hard work that is not going to be gratifying up front. And that's just the reality and truth. And that's what's going to be the difference between you crushing it or not. Speaking of Crush It, I'm going to recommend a book. I'm going to recommend Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. It'll be linked down in the show notes along with the awesome creator of the day and some other cool stuff for you guys that I think is going to help with your consistency. But I want to also leave you guys with a question of the day. What are the excuses that you've been making to yourself for not being consistent? Is it a lack of acknowledgement? Is it a lack of a fan base that's holding you back? And why does that matter so much to you? Is it a fact that you don't feel that you're good enough? What is the real reason in your heart of hearts? What are you telling yourself when you look in the mirror that's not allowing you to show up every day, do the thing you love and work at it and put it out into the world? I really want to know. So either drop me a comment here in SoundCloud if you're listening here. If you are listening anywhere else, then tweet at me, at Roberto Blake on Twitter. Let's talk about this. Tell me what it is that you have in your heart and in your head that is holding you back. Hopefully, we can address it so that you can go out there and create something awesome today. I really enjoyed doing this episode with you guys. This is a topic that obviously I'm very passionate about. Consistency, I think, has really been one of the fundamental things that has made me successful, and I want that same success for each and every one of you. So with that in mind, I'm going to make a concerted effort to be more consistent at producing this podcast with a higher level of frequency, and I want you guys to hold me accountable on that. If you enjoy this podcast, please give it some love over in iTunes and give it a review and a rating, whatever you feel it deserves, if it's helped you. If there's anything I can do to help you, just tweet at me and let me know. Maybe I'll be able to produce a piece of content that could make all the difference in your life or your career or the success that you want as a creative, and I really want that for you. This has been Roberto Blake. Hopefully, I've helped you create something awesome today. Take care.